If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Chris in Utah finds the money pit on KTKK, and you're thinking about juicing up the insulation in your house. You've been freezing? What's going on?
Well, it's an old house, and it was probably built in the 50s. It's kind of a funny setup. It's got sheetrock on the inside of the 2x4s, of course, which is a quarter of an inch with foil. And then they had tar paper and shingles on the outside.
Okay.
So that makes it pretty inefficient, I would think, with just an airspace.
Well, right. You want to have insulation in those walls. Now, you have no insulation now in the walls?
None whatsoever. I tore off all the old shingles and stuff, but I needed to know which way to face the bad insulation with the paper because we're talking barrier vapor.
Yeah. The vapor barrier always faces the heated space, so the paper would be facing the inside of your house.
So I can just tuck it in?
Yeah, basically the paper goes against the inside of your house, so the vapor barrier always faces that way. Yeah, if you're replacing your siding, of course you can insulate it from the outside. But if you weren't replacing the siding, then you could have used blown-in insulation. Either one would have worked. But interestingly enough, Chris, most of your heat loss is probably going to be through your ceiling. So make sure you take a look at the attic insulation. In your part of the country, you're going to want at least 10 to 15 inches of insulation up there. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.